So this week we come to a very precious message on knowing God and His ways. So maybe we can read a couple of verses as we begin. We'll read Exodus 33, verse 13. If you have the morning devotional, or the morning revival as we call it, it's actually on day 2 of week 38. So we can start by reading that verse. Exodus 33,
13. Amen.
Amen. How about let's read the first half, until that I may know you. We can read that part again, all together. Ready, go. Now, therefore, if I found favor in your sight, please let me know your ways, that I may know you. Amen, that's it. So I think even from this verse alone, we see that, you know, this is actually Moses in Exodus speaking to the Lord, speaking to God about, you know, what to do with the children of Israel, Israelites. And his way was he was bargaining with God, if you look at the context. And this really shows that for someone, you know, who really wants to know God's heart, right, we have to know God first. He's someone whom Moses can actually bargain with. And this is, you know, the relationship that we need when it comes to the topic of knowing God and if we want to know His ways. And here we see that what Moses was looking for was not that God will perform some kind of miracle or solve some kind of problems, but his concern was that he would know God's way and he would know God himself. And this is, you know, I think the burden of this week, which is that, you know, we must be those who will know God by having an intimate relationship with Him, and by doing so, we will know His ways, which is the specific, you know, way of the way He does things, the way God does things. So let's read another verse. Let's read John 14, verse 6. This is not in the book, but if you have your Bible, and this is a verse that we're all familiar with, we'll read John 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, I'm sorry, verse 6. Ready, go. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So that in the Old Testament, we see that Moses was looking for God's way by praying, by having fellowship with God in an intimate way. But the precious fact is that today in the New Testament, we have the way in a person, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus said, right, I am the way. So today, this person, as the Spirit is actually within our spirit, the divine roadmap, you know, as we will cover later on, hopefully will be brought up in the week, the sharing of the saints, this God's leading is actually, this roadmap is actually within our spirit today. And this is simply just the wonderful person of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so let's go into the another verse. We'll read another verse from the New Testament. This is from John, 1 John actually. Chapter 5, verse 20. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20.
We are in Him who is true.
In His Son, Jesus Christ.
This is the true God and eternal life.
Hallelujah. So the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding. This understanding, actually, if you look at the verse, is actually referring to the Spirit of reality, which was revealed in John chapter 16. The Spirit, right? As we should read that verse, actually. If you go to day, day 4, let's read that verse, those verses too as well. Let's read 1 John chapter 2, verses 20 and 27.
You have anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know.
As for you,
the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you, but as His anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in Him.
Amen. So today, the Son, the very person of the Son, actually as the divine life within us, reveals God's way to us by giving us this understanding. Because this life itself is actually as the Spirit of reality within our spirit, guiding us into all the reality and teaches us concerning all things. And this is actually just the Holy Spirit as the anointing within us. This anointing reveals not just God, but His ways and all that He wants to do within us through our spirit. So this week, I think another burden is that, you know, we will come to know this life within us, right? Who is a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Spirit, as the anointing, and as we grow in this life more and more, we will come to know God's way more and more. And another point that was brought up is actually that, you know, we need to learn to see Christ, the person, as revealed in 1 John, right? So that we can have this understanding, knowing Him, and not just letting the life grow, but we need to learn to take Christ as our understanding. And then this is the person, the true understanding that we may know God's way. Okay, and lastly, I just want to point out just one last point. In Daniel 11:32, we see that, you know, the reason that we need to know God, the reason that we know God's way is, yes, we need to follow Him in His leading. But really, we need to know that this is for what God wants to do today on the earth. He needs a group of people, just like Moses or Abraham, who will answer His call to cooperate with Him for His move on the earth today. And in Daniel 11:32, we see that, you know, those people who know their God will show strength and take action. As we come to know God, as we come to know His way, the result should be that we are actively a part of His move. We're actively one with what He's doing today on the earth. So this should be our goal and our aspiration. Amen. So, anyways, I think we can open up for sharing. And this is a very precious speaking. And I'm sure that, you know, a lot of the saints will have a lot of experiences on this point. And may we be those who really know God, and may we be those who actually know His ways. Amen. Amen. So we start with maybe someone can help us with the piano. It'll be 1 minute.
1 minute. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. God and His ways. But in the outline, there are three points in this rather than just two. So the sequence is
in Exodus. First, we need to know His ways, and we know God. So Moses prayed, if I found favor in your sight, show me your ways, that I may know you. So First Peter 2:19 says, for this is grace, if anyone, because of a consciousness of God.
Amen.
I like that phrase. Because, so our knowing His ways and our knowing God, and the third point in the outline is showing strength and taking action. It starts because we have a consciousness of God. This means that we have an intimate relationship with God. So we have fellowship with the Lord continually, day by day. So we have a consciousness of our relation to the Lord. So, for example, and then Isaiah 6:6 says that He desires loving kindness. It pleases Him,
right.
and the knowledge of God. So, for example, my wife might say this: I desire your love, and I desire that you spend time with me. That's what the Lord is saying. I desire love, your love. I want to give you my love. I desire your love. And I want you to know me. I want you to spend time with me. So we can do this because the Lord is the Spirit, and He's in our spirit. We're one spirit with the Lord. Thumbs up. But I enjoy that very much. We can know the Lord because of the a consciousness of God.
Amen. So this message was pretty tough. If you read it or if you re-listen to the message, you kind of don't even know what to really speak on too much. But I think when our brother shared, I think something I was really touched by was that we need to know God's way, but we first need to know God's principles. And I was just touched in particular just some things I've been seeing that I feel like sometimes some saints, some of us may know about God, but just by hearing about it. You know, we've been in the meetings, we've been, you know, myself, you know, we're church, quote unquote church kids, we've been in Summer School of Truth for yada yada years. We've been to semi-annual trainings, we've been to college conferences, so we hear a lot of things about God. We hear all sorts of things. Every Lord's Day we come, we hear. But I'm afraid that some of us, we're just hearing, and we're not really getting to know God and know His principles and know His ways. And if we just hear about God and we just know about God in kind of a general way, the Lord really can't go on in us in a very particular way He can only do so much with us if we only know God in a general way and not in a very particular way and how He's dealing with us. So God speaks to every single one of us in a particular way for us to move and act according to His will for His plan. And in this morning revival, I was just, in this devotional, I was just touched very much, you know, when the more and more you see God, the more and more you really can, all you can say is, Lord, I don't know. And all you can say is really these verses in Job that I'll end here is, I heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you. Therefore I abhor myself and I repent in dust and ashes. So I just pray that, you know, that we would really see God and really know God. So when we read the Bible, we wouldn't just read it in a general way and just know God in a general way, but actually ask for God's mercy that He would show us His ways. Thank you.
Remember that?
He made his ways known to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. So his ways and his acts are different, because he made his ways known to Moses, but his acts to the children of Israel. And in Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 and 11, it reads, For this is the covenant which I will covenant with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will impart my laws into their mind, and on their hearts I will inscribe them.
Amen.
And I will be God to them, and they will be a people to me. And verse 11 reads, and they shall by no means each teach his fellow citizens and each his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all will know me, from the little one to the great one among them. So, the Lord is really for us, that we would know him and we would know his ways.
Right.
From the little one to the great one, he told us that all will know him. And all will know his ways. And really, to know him and to know his ways is another step in our Christian life. And in the outline it says that our spiritual future hinges on our ability to worship the ways of God. So obviously we have a lot of our own opinions about how things should be in our life and how certain things should progress and what things should transpire. But there will be a time, and as it might have been for some of us, that that he might show us something regarding ourselves, and that we really care for ourselves. And all our things, we're just really interested to care for ourselves. We're really interested about ourselves. And we want everything to revolve around us, and we want everything to serve our own interests. But when he shows us his ways, and he grants us the mercy to show us who he is, then we're enabled to know him as God. And by his mercy, we can accept, and we can acknowledge, and we can accept, and we can worship him for his ways.
I'm very American. By that I mean, I'm very pragmatic. My thought is that if I do something good will happen to me. And I carry that thought into my Christian life. You know, okay, if I don't drink, if I don't live a simple life, if I do good, then that means good things will happen, right? God's going to recompense me. And I mean, that's just my thought. But this isn't knowing what God's way is. And this is, if you go to Revelation 2, this is the way the Ephesians thought. God was even accommodating them. He said, I know your works, your labor, and your endurance, and that you cannot bear evil men. So if they weren't staying with evil people, they called out the false apostles. They had endurance, borne all things because of God's name, having grown weary. He sounds really good. But God said, I have one thing against you, that you have left your first love. So there's a certain thing that we need to see here. It's not that to know God isn't to know the outward thing. But if you look at the Bible, and we always talk about God's economy is to know that God has become our life, and everything that God is doing is to increase who he is inside of us. So I'm not saying go out and be sinful, right? That's not my point. My point is that everything that happens to us, we shouldn't be living just a pragmatic life, okay? If I do good things will happen. But my point is that we need to be living, we need to know God and know God's ways, that everything that he does is to cause increase of himself in us. So, amen.
So, I have to say, it's not easy to to fellowship on this topic, like, you know, we know God's way, because it's very, very proud. And also, we experience the Lord subjectively. Yeah. So, what I share is I kind of appreciate, you know, one of the several points is like, because we went through the life, you know, in kind of journey, and then sometimes you are facing like choice. You are facing like, say, you know, what I'm going to decide, you know, the two options, which one I choose. Yeah. So, and I think the one point is, you know, whatever path on God's sovereignty, it led us through all these things or whatever. And then He grants us with the spiritual blessings. And then, so we are new in that sense. Every day we are brand new in the light, you know, in the Lord. So, and when we choosing, when we want to make a choice, we also, you know, kneel down before the Lord. And just to have an intimate relationship with the Lord, and with His light, and also with our willing. We want to, with our willing to, you know, our life can please in God. And then we make a choice. And remember, that choice, we contain a strength. What I mean is, down the road, you may doubt, am I just right? I mean, I ran into this rain, I ran into this problem, so am I just right? But if you do this, your choice is right. If you make the choice with the Lord, then your choice is right. You should not blame yourself, and you should not blame God. You say, Lord, I praise you, and the Lord will carry us on.
Amen.
I know His way not because I have answers on God, because I bring the matter to the brother and sister, and they would say something to me and then share the light on me, and I just follow what they say. I remember when I just graduated from Rock, at that time, you know, computer science is so hot, like not many people, you know, major in computer science. So when I graduated, I got like 10 plus over, and it's all over the USA. And I don't know why God bring all this over to me. So, and then at that time I was so young. So I don't know what I should do with it. So I bring this matter to Brother Alex, you know, Brother John, I think so, John's father. Because at that time he was kind of more older than us. So I talked to him, and he didn't say anything. He just said, "Sister, why don't you just stay with us?" You know. It's not like a big lie, sorry, but it's like a very comforting word to me.
Yeah.
So I just take it, and I just say, so I just do the company in Jesus, because he told me this. And I think if you are really in the spirit, when someone says something according to what God's way, you will submit yourself. You will not struggle. You will not try to fight with them. So, and I never doubt and never regret that I just follow, you know, the word He's told me. Because a lot of times when you are in doubt, you don't know how to trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of wives. We have a lot of, you know, brothers and sisters in the church. They have more life than us that we can trust in. And now when I look at my life, right now when I look at my life, I appreciate more all the way that God brought me, and then all the time that God said no to me. Because I realized That's how God protect me. That's how the God show really love to me. Don't go this way. Don't go that way. And that's why I say no to you. At that time, I don't appreciate, I don't like it, but I still go for it. But now I look it back, I really appreciate it. So I when I look at every situation I went through, I really say God, say to God, Lord, you really love me, because that show you really, every step of my way, you say no to me. You know how to lead me. It's not a yes you appreciate. It's all the no that you really appreciate, that He is there for you.
This message is a very nice message to know God and His way. Just to also realize, because in Chinese, when we talk about the God's way, doesn't know the plural or singular. But how many ways God has? It's the God's ways, right, with S. But in the New Testament, Lord Jesus said, I am the way.
Amen.
How many ways is that? One way. How many ways God has? When Lord Jesus was on the earth, one question He asked His disciples, which is around Him, who do you think I am? You know, somebody said, you are the Elijah, you are the prophet, you are this, you are that. You know, they are with the Lord. They saw a lot of miracles from the Lord. But they don't know who He is. And Israel went through the out of the Egypt. God brought them out of the Egypt through Moses. And a lot of miracles happened. And they even was in the wilderness for 40 years. But they know God's end, but they not know God's way. And sometimes I even question myself, do I know that how many people know God's way? There are many people want to know God. Many people would like to love God. But how many people know God's way? Or they just know God's end. You know, when this morning I'm glad to hear, and I saw a lot of the things. We probably know each other for how many years? Quite a few. 30 years. But do I know that what He likes? Right? I know shepherd, but do I know that what shepherd likes? What would be the shepherd's way? Right? So that's very interesting. Sometimes even you can be with one person for a long time. This morning, I'm driving here with my wife. You know, we have been married for 33 years. My wife said, you are not such kind of person. I said, no, this is not the person I am. So we have been married 33 years. She still don't know who I am. Okay, that's funny. But Israel is 40 years with God, but they didn't know God. So we still have a couple years, 7 years, before we reach 40 years. But how do we know God's way? In the Old Testament, we see that many people love God and want to serve God. But when this message is message 2, and message 3 talks about how to serve God, if we only know how to serve God but do not know His way, then we may serve Him in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Just like Cain and Abel,
yeah.
Right? And they both want to serve God, but one serving His own way, and one serving the God's way.
Yeah.
So one was pleased by God, and the other way was cursed.
Yeah.
So yes, it's important for us to know God's way.
Amen.
Actually, it's for us, it's important to know someone, His way, instead of just His end.
Yeah, that's right.
You may be live a long time together with your parents. How much do you know your parents' way?
Yeah.
Sometimes you may know His end, you may not know His way.
Yeah.
Right? But for us to know someone's way, in the outline number 2 says, we have to spend the time with the Lord.
Amen.
Right? When I engage with someone, when I want to know someone, like you know my wife, If I don't spend the time, we just call each other and just write each other, sometimes it may not be enough. We need to spend the time to know the person. So to know God, know His way, we have to spend the time to know Him.
Amen.
We have to study His word.
Amen.
We have to fellowship with all the people loving Him. We like to fellowship with the brother sister. So through brother sister, we will know His way through the whole God behave. If I show the experience, at least I can know through the brother sister. Praise the Lord, there's a way.
Amen.
God likes us to know Him. Outline number one says, I delight in the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Praise the Lord, what a treasure. Okay? There's a way available for us, and we can spend the time to know, to spend the time to with Him and to know His way.
Amen.
Amen.
Talking to you, and it is always against you.
like you want to go this way, but the voice will tell you that, oh, you know, you need to think about this. So then here, it reminds us that, you know, the Israelites. Actually, God's purpose, God brought them out of Egypt actually to serve Him. So I think this is very important because, you know, like, I have to say that when I believe into the Lord, it was because I had some problems, you know. I just hope that God will solve my problem. But then, you know, once we get into the church life, we need to know that actually that's just one of God's ways to draw us near Him, to fulfill His goal, to fulfill His purpose. But then so often we are thinking that, just like Joseph shared, you know, like we think we are doing good, then, you know, God has to pay us back or reward us. And, you know, here I was very touched on basics. It says that knowing God can strengthen us. Many times we are weak because we do not know God. Our strength depends on the degree of our knowledge of God. And only those who know God will show strength and take action. And, you know, we will expand God's will. We will walk according to God's will.
To know God is a divine revelation, and to know God's way is also the submission. So we need to pay a price to be willing to be dealt with. So in my career, I have all this years I experienced God wants me to know His ways. Because through 30 years I've been working for work, I have experienced so many changes in the organization. And sometimes I working with some meet, the managers or the co-workers. Then I struggle, I want to find another position, another group, other department. But during the struggling time, God always say, no, don't make change yourself. So eventually, after dealing, being dealt with by Him, I just submit then myself and just stay there. So then, God authority arrangement make the some reorganization and grow into another group, another department. So through all this year, I found some groups I want to join, I want to apply for position there. Then those some managers was lay off, or some group was closed, shut down. So then I found the Lord Jesus. And all these years, I found that the Lord just used those means, the manager and the workers, to deal with me. So, you know, my personality is so then I know, Lord, I all this environment is your authority arrangement.
Yes,
submit myself to you. And that you decide what working environment I seek.
Something else this week, but I appreciate it. I'll try to tie the two together. I appreciate it that we see that God's purpose is that the church as the one you man, right? And for the church to be the one you man, we need to take Christ as our person. And so I just appreciate it in our daily living. Who needs to live is not I, but Christ, right? And so, in the context of this week's morning revival, I appreciate it. God, knowing the ways of God. When we know the ways of God, we realize that everything He does is in order for us to take Christ as our person, for there to be His expression. We realize that everything God does is for His purpose to be accomplished. And so I really appreciated this prayer. I don't know if it's my experience yet, but we pray in faith, right? That says, all who know God must be brought to the point of seeing I worship the ways of God. I worship the things that God has ordained for me. I worship the things that God has done to me. And I worship God for what He is pleased to do in me. And I worship God for the things He strips from me. And, you know, this point of submission is just like, it's just saying, Amen, Lord, you're right. God, you are right. Everything you do is always right. But I know I'm not there because a lot of times I'm like, but what about this? And what about this? And what about this? What about, why are you doing it this way? I think what happens is a lot of times we ask the Lord, why? And sometimes He just doesn't answer that. He just says, know me and know my ways, right? And I was reminded of the account in Matthew 11. John the Baptist was in prison, right? And he sends his disciples to the Lord and says, are you the coming one, or should we expect another? Jesus answered and said to them, go, report to John the things that you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised from the poor of the gospel announcement. And blessed is he who is not stumbled because of me. Because, you know, God's ways there was not to release John from prison, even though, you know, John was his forerunner, he was doing all of these things, and John probably expected, I did all these things for you. Aren't you the coming one? Aren't you going to release me from prison? But he said, blessed is he who is not stumbled. So I just appreciate it. When we know God and we know His ways, we would never be stumbled because of what He does, because we realize who He is and His ways are higher than ours.
Amen. Follow my wife. I think, like many share, this message is very sobering, and I appreciate what was brought out that we need to go on from merely knowing the acts of God to knowing the ways of God, and that's really from Psalm 103, verse 7. It says, "He made His ways known to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel." And I just want to share from a different angle. And that many times we know the ways of God through discipline. And this, actually, you can see that from the Word. You know, Moses, when he, you know, in Kadesh, he misrepresented God and became angry at his people. And he was not allowed to enter into the good land. If you read Deuteronomy at the end of Moses' life, there was no account of him being bitter. This was a man who knew God and worshiped God for His ways. And in another excerpt, and this I really appreciate, David, when he failed and he went in with Bathsheba, you know, there was a son that came forth, and actually Jehovah caused that son, you know, become sick, and eventually we know he died, right? And it says that when his servants, right, told David that he is dead. In verse 20 in 2 Samuel, it says, "And David rose up from the ground and washed and anointed himself and changed his clothes. And he went to the house of Jehovah and worshipped." Many times the Lord allows situations to happen in our lives. Maybe we go through failures, maybe major failures. And then God's disciplining comes forth from there. There's a verse in Hebrews that says, "Whom the Lord loves, or whom God loves, He disciplines." Many times, actually, truthfully, I don't know God, right? And He needs to allow certain things to happen in my life so that I can really come to know Him, to spend the time before Him, and to know His ways. It's the same with, you know, children, raising children. Right now, Benjamin, he, you know, does whatever he wants, and sometimes I need to discipline. But from his perspective, he's just thinking that, oh, daddy's not letting me eat the entire bag of gummy bears. But one day, hopefully, he will know, right? There's reasons, right? And I share this because I was a son to a father. I know now there are reasons why I was disciplined, right? I know the ways of my father. And hopefully my child will one day know the ways of his father. So in the same way, when things happen to us, and when we realize that we are under God's discipline, may we not become bitter, but may we just see it as a way to really know our God.
Amen. I just wanted to add that in Exodus 33, the verse after what Moses asked, "The Lord, show me your way and reveal yourself to me." The next verse, you know, Jehovah said, you know, "My presence shall go with you." And I was just reminded that Shepherd was sharing, you know, God's way in dealing with us, or in carrying us through disciplines or experiences, sometimes it's not through His speaking. It's really just His presence. And if you consider presence, if you look at it always, it's not much. It's just literally someone kind of quiet next to you. It's not much. You can't really... It doesn't really imply you're actually talking to the person, or that He's helping you, supporting you, comforting you, but the presence alone guides you through maybe a discipline, maybe through a journey, maybe through a valley. And this morning, I had a fresh appreciation of His presence. And as we go through whatever we're going through in our lives, yes, may we not be those who will question God, asking why, and may we not be. The Lord have mercy on us that we will not be those who are bitter. Now, some people, they accept the situation, but in their heart, in their deepest being, in the inward parts, they're actually bitter. They might not show it, right? But, you know, these kind of experiences, you know, or particular situations have to be met with God's presence. Has to be met by the way, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To cast whatever, Him, so that He may cast Himself into a bitter situation or environment. That situation experience will become life, or the very material for God's for God's building.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I really appreciated the sharing from the saints. I just wanted to add that in particular situations, sometimes what we need is just God's presence.
Amen.
We don't need to ask for too much,
Amen.
But His presence shall go with you,
Amen.
Guides you. Until you reach the destination you're supposed to reach. Guides you until to the point that you can accept God's ways. Guides you to the point where you truly understand His ways.
Amen.
Anyways, may we enjoy His presence to the others.
Amen.
In whatever situation we're going through.
Amen. Let's enjoy the book. Let's enjoy the ways of God. I just want to share that we it's about worshiping God at the foundation of His voice. Sometimes we may visit a brother's home and discover that his child is sick. As we kneel with the husband and wife to pray, we immediately sense that God is not worshipped in this house. We know that God never receives worship in this place. As soon as we are kneeling in prayer, we say, "Oh God, heal my child." The first words from their mouths are, "Oh God, my child must not die. You must heal him." They are telling God what to do. They are deciding God's ways for him. When they open their mouths, they know that God is not, or we know that God is not worshipped. I'm not saying that we do not know God as our Father. Let me repeat that. We need to know God is not only as our Father, but as God. It is one thing to be the Father, and it is an entirely different thing to be God. We may visit another brother's home, and again, there may be a sick child. When we kneel in prayer with the parents, they pray, "God, we praise you that you are always right. We praise you for for allowing our child to become sick. You are never wrong, so we worship you. Everything you do is good. If it pleases you to take the child, we will accept it. But if it pleases you to, but if it pleases you to show mercy to us and ask you to heal, this is it is proper to pray and our worship him to place our prayer. But we must worship first. What I want. Worship is acknowledging what God wants. Prayer expresses our desire. Worship expresses God's desire. Prayer expresses our love. Worship expresses
God's love. Amen. Amen. I feel that we need a more encouraging word. And how long did you think for us to know God? And of course, our God is unchanging. He's ever new. And actually, He's worthy for us to spend the whole life to knowing Him. Praise the Lord. And as I shared earlier, we should not just know God's air, but also know God's way. Just like the father may like the son, gave the son a toy, the racing car toy. But doesn't mean that the son going to racing the car and the drive later to driving the 180 miles per hour on the highway. Now because the father may give him the toy, the gun, doesn't mean the gun says, okay, father gave me the gun, later I'm going to exercise by the gun and shooting. So, a lot of time we need to know Father loves us, but we should not just know that He's act, but we should know that He's way. But in our mind, in my mind, in the Christian life, many years, I want to know God's way. You know, 40 years ago when I entered into the church life. But then, I wonder, what would be the God's way? And sometimes I saw the God's way on the one brother, and I saw that maybe, you know, what happened to me? But then I realized God leading me in different ways. That's why when we know God's way looks like a pearl, there are many ways. So things are hard to follow. But in the New Testament, He shows us the clear Christ is the way.
Amen.
All the way basically is open for Him to the operate in us because He loves us. He wants to live in us.
Amen.
He wants to be one with us.
Amen.
When you love someone, you want to be the one with the person. Amen. The best way, so we need to spend the time with the Lord. And I treasure, the sister just shared, the best way for us to know Him is that we should have a prayer. Lord, may I know Your way.
Amen.
I feel that many prayer, a lot of prayer, God may not fully listen. But this kind of prayer, God would love us to pray because He wants us to know Him.
Amen.
When Moses experienced all of this, he was trained in Egypt. He was prince in Egypt. He knew how to lead the Israel people. But after all of this, then he said, God, may I know Your way.
Amen.
How you lead this all the Israel people, so many, I cannot handle by myself. I cannot handle by myself. I praise the Lord. I feel today we have such a privilege. We can know God because we have His life in us. Without His life, there's no way for us to know God fully. So even that day, we're going to reach to the full knowledge of the Son of God. We have to be in the oneness of the full knowledge of the Son of God. So it all depends how much we know Him. Our whole human life basically is experience of knowing God in my living. Praise the Lord. Best way is we need to pray, Lord, may I know Your way.
Amen.
Second, we have to spend time to with the Lord.
Amen.
Then we have to spend the time in the church life.
Yeah.
Because today we know church is His home.
Yeah.
He's in the church.
Amen.
So we have to put ourselves in the church life and pursue together with the brother and sister.
Amen.
In this way, we will be in His pleasure.
Amen.
To know Him, and we will be the friends back to Him.
Amen.
I think that I've been appreciating all the sharing concerning the importance of knowing God's way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one side of that is that actually if there's a lack of knowing God's way, and then a following or a resulting bitterness or sadness or regret, or any sort of negative ill feeling concerning God's way, that can really hinder your pursuing, hinder your growth in life, and hinder your going on in the Lord. And so I think the key, the switch that goes either way, either it could be a situation that results in more life for you, or a situation that hinders you from moving, is like, I think, for that to share, matter of God's presence. Right? If you have been in contact with the Lord, no matter what happens, then whatever just happened or whatever situation that is made more valuable, more worthwhile. And one clear example I have of this that I've been kind of pondering on, is my time in the training. And you're not supposed to go all the time in the training, and I don't all the time, but sometimes I start thinking about my time in the training, why was I placed in whatever situation. I committed or applied for the training, assuming that I needed a type of sensation of the Lord in this environment. Okay, so I said, okay, based on my background, and how I grew up, and what my current situation was, and all my current family, I need to be in a team, or I need to be in a locality that has a full-time team, I need to be in a locality where no one knows my parents, I need to have a gospel partner who is an up-and-comer and knows what they're doing at gospel machine, because I'm a gospel turkey chicken, whatever. And so I had all these thoughts about how the Lord was going to save me and fix me in the training. And the Lord was so faithful, and He did the complete opposite of everything on my checklist. And I ended up thinking, okay, so, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? The Lord is just, yeah, it's okay, amen. I do the training that I need, not the training that I think I needed or that I wanted. But it was very hard during chunks of my time thinking, I'm not getting the full benefit of the training. I'm not getting, the training that I need to fix all these things that I might need. And it took so long, months, and then even time after I graduated, the Lord said, no, my way is higher than your way. My thoughts are higher than your way. I mean, not thoughts, but my thoughts and my ways are higher than yours. And even that He was even prodding me with Isaiah 55:8, for your thoughts are not, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, if my ways were His ways, then I would have said, it would have been a very clear, open, and genuine amen in my being, concerning what my situation was. And so now, whenever people ask about the training, there's normally a positive response. I tell them all the positive things they gain in the training, and all the yes, they go to the training, right? It's just never a question. When I'm by myself and I'm not, there's the presence of the Lord is not there with me, I'm seeing all the different things that I was missing out on, especially when you get those really awesome email updates from the first ladies and like all the food they're eating. I had Chinese food all the time in studios. That's okay, I love Chinese food, but it's like I want a nice, like, grandma made lasagna or something. Anyway, if I don't have the Lord's presence, right? And it's hard for me to know this way. It's hard for me to see something from his, have his thought, the brain of his plan. And then one final thing, I'm so sorry, just like three important things, okay? Scripture mentioned something in Scripture about how his goal is the body of Christ, right? And then he was talking about how there's a tendency for us to want everything to revolve around us. And actually, I find that remembering God's goal and His economy in the context of all of this is just saving grace. Because if we see His, are lacking our seed of His way, then it doesn't stop at our situation and our happiness and our satisfaction. Actually, within how intimate He is involved, how intimately God is involved in our lives, the ultimate goal is the body. So when I see, okay, why did I not have the dream that I really wanted? Because of the body, because of the need of the church, right? Why did I not, why do I not feel transformed like I wanted to feel or whatever after 2 years of manifesting or after, 3 years of work now as a change?
Anyway, so. Amen. Amen. Nice opportunity. If anyone else wants to share.
Yeah, I have one more thing. I'd like to point out that testing very much this week was about God's way. So the burden was is that we know His way. And so I asked myself this week, you know, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? So there's just that they share a lot. And I'd like to bring out two points. He talked about His methods. Well, His methods correspond to the methods by which He deals with us. This corresponds to His nature. So His nature is He's righteous.
Amen.
The shepherd shared about the Lord's discipline. He's righteous. So David, we will not escape the Lord's righteousness, His discipline, and even His judgment. So even if the Lord is loving, He forgave David, but he still judged. He still judged that. So David still lost the kingdom in his grandson, Rehoboam. He lost the 10 of the tribes. So he's a righteous God. He's a holy God. So,
amen.
And like our sister shared, he has a desire. It is the one in man. And so he's making choices for us.
Amen.
His ways correspond to His nature. He's righteous. He's holy. He's a God of glory. He loves life. This is what He is. And then also His ways mean His choices, real simply, mean His choices for us. So He has a will. He has a desire. He is making choices. The parents are making choices for their children. So we have to be like the Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane saying, Lord, the Lord had a will. So He said, if possible, I don't want to go through this. But then He said, He added, because He had a, He said, but Your will, Your
yes.
will. That was just worshiping God for His way.
Yes.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This week, His presence go with us, right? And the Lord is always clear cut. He shows us His ways, right? And I was appreciating that from Sister Esther share that everything he does is right for us, right? He does it, and what He does, and it's always right. Amen. So I was appreciating that I don't have nothing. I can't do nothing. I just allow the Lord to work Himself into me. In Philippians, it says to know Him and the power of His resurrection. Right? So we just have to ask the Lord to grant for His mercy, to know His ways. Right? I used to get away with before in the meetings without prophesying. I just come to the meetings and I prophesy. But then one of my spiritual father screamed at me. He said, you have to prophesy every meeting. I said, okay, amen. And that was a good lesson for me, to always prophesy. Even whatever, even a small portion, just prophesy and for the building up of His body, right? So the Lord has perfected us, He's training us to be useful to Him for His expression. And I want to read a footnote in 2 Corinthians 3:18. Footnote 4. To behold the glory of the Lord is to see the Lord ourselves, to reflect the glory of the Lord, to enable others to see Him through us. We're like mirrors, beholding and reflecting the glory of the Lord. This being the case, our face should be fully unveiled that we may see well and reflect properly. The glory of the Lord, the resurrected and ascended one, who was both God and man, passed through incarnation of human living on the earth, a crucifixion, entered into resurrection, accomplished true redemption, became a life-giving spirit. As the life-giving spirit, He dwells in us to make Himself and all that He has accomplished, obtained,
and obtain real to us, and we may be one with them and be transformed into the same image as the Lord from glory to glory. When we, with unveiled face, are beholding and reflecting the glory of the Lord, He infuses us with the elements of what He is and what He has done. Thus, we're being transformed metabolically to have His life shaped by His life power with His life essence. That is, we're being transfigured, mainly by the renewal of our mind into His image. Being transformed indicates when we're in the process of transformation, the image of the resurrected and glorified Christ. To be transformed into the same image is to be conformed to the resurrected and glorified Christ, to be made the same as He is.
Amen.
So I was enjoying that. And also about, I was enjoying about in Exodus when Moses, right, he was trained. And he was trained to be useful to the Lord. So, this is for the building of the tabernacle, in case of wood, they were open, they were going. And then we see that humanity mingled with divinity. So it's for a garment living, our daily living. And we can bring this garment living to our work, to our personal life, to our daily life.
Amen.
Lord, shine on us.
Amen.
Shine on us this week.
Amen.
Lord, that we would know your heart.
Amen.
Lord, we would know your way.
Amen.
Lord, whatever circumstances that we're put in,
amen.
Lord, we would come to you.
Amen.
Lord, trust in you.
Amen.
Lord, we really want to know your way.
Amen.
We don't want to be so self-centered.
Amen.
We want everything to be centered on Christ.
Amen.
Christ only.
Amen.
Christ would be the leading one in our spirit.
Amen.
Our spirit would lead us this week.
Amen.
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 We cry out to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear God, thank you for this day.
Yeah.
Lord, we want to be in your presence.
Yeah. Amen.
Father, help us love you more and help us love others more.
Amen. 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 Lord, we thank you. Amen. For the blessing today we are. Amen. We are in the church. Amen. We are in your recovery. Amen. We have a way to know you. Amen. To love you. Amen. Thank you to be one with you. Amen. Thank you, we have a life within. Amen. Lord Jesus, amen. Give us a pure heart. Amen. To know you. Amen. To know your way. Amen. Oh, Lord, give us a submission. Amen. To follow you. Amen. Lord, we love you. Amen. Thank you, we can pursue you together. Amen. With all the sin. Amen. We praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord,
we
want to shine on us.
Amen.
Lord, we
want to spend more time with you. Amen.
I'm going to go to the next slide.